Family, turkey, football. What's more American than Thanksgiving?
I'll tell you what. Buying a lot of stuff. It's Black Friday, where Americans play collective doctor to a flatlined economy.
The economy is about unemployment. Unemployment is about demand. Can shopping Americans help jolt this economy back to life?
And are we sure this is exactly how we want to revive it? Isn't unbridled demand the same drug that helped kill it?
It's alive.
Credit cards out, America. It's time to operate. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, November 26th. John Hockenberry is out this morning, so I'm joined by our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, down there in D.C. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Celeste. Trying to restart a zombified economy. We're going to find out whether Black Friday can put a jolt into it. But first, let's get a check on the morning's top news. North Korea says U.S.-South Korean plans for a military exercise this weekend are pushing the peninsula to the brink of war. This morning, the North launched its own artillery drills. About 20 blasts have been heard on the South Korean island. The North hit with a deadly barrage this week. The South Korean ambassador for security affairs tells our partner, the BBC, the South will respond differently to any aggression from the North.
Rather than being very passive and responsive to a number of North Korean provocations, we will take immediate but focused attention and response to another attack.
Tensions will likely rise once a U.S. aircraft carrier group and other warships take part in joint military drills this Sunday. Also on Sunday, Haiti holds its presidential election. Some candidates there are asking for the elections to be postponed as the cholera outbreak continues to get worse. Officially, more than 66,000 people are infected and more than 1,600 have died. Earlier, we spoke with Jacqueline Charles, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald. She told us the epidemic is leading to some gruesome scenes.
People, even family members, are abandoning bodies on the streets. I mean, you drive through the streets of Port-au-Prince or even a city like Cape Haitian, and it's no longer unusual to see a body in the middle of the street.
Officially, more than 66,000 people are infected, and as I said, 1,600 died, Celeste.
In Afghanistan, President Karzai's chief of staff is blaming British intelligence officials for bringing a Taliban imposter into peace talks. He says the British brought a man who claimed to be a senior Taliban leader to meet personally with Karzai. Afghan intelligence later determined that the imposter was actually a shopkeeper from Pakistan. And the U.S. is marking a milestone there in Afghanistan today. We've now been there for 9 years and 50 days. That is the exact same amount of time that the old Soviet Union spent there before they were forced to withdraw. A new study takes a look at the number of people killed every year by smoking.
The importance of these figures is that in addition to the 5.1 million that the active smoking caused, you have to add now 600,000 deaths due to exposure to secondhand smoke.
Dr. Amanda Peruga from the World Health Organization says 40% of children and more than 30% of non-smokers regularly breathe in secondhand smoke. And stores are hoping for their best Black Friday in years. Last year, more than $18 billion was spent on this to kick off to the holiday shopping season. I don't know what they mean, kick off. I just started shopping for Christmas like 3 months ago.
That's because you're more proactive than most people. This is the big rush today, Celeste.
I just hate shopping at the last minute. Yeah. Crowds make me nervous. Anyhow, let's look at the markets. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. It's a half day on Wall Street. The Dow will start at 11,187. The S&P at 1,198. The NASDAQ at 2543. Well, our final installation in our week-long home series. We're going to talk to designer Myra Kallman. She spoke to John Hockenberry about the meaning of home. There's still time to get in your comment. Tell us what home means to you at 8778-MY-TAKE. Maybe it means comfort if you're out among the crowd shopping this morning. It is Black Friday, of course. That means that we're looking for a lot of money to be spent. Will it be? I don't know. And if it is that a good thing? We don't know. But Louise Story probably does. She's going to talk to us next.
We're going to the front lines.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.